You are 40 minutes into your cross-country on checkride day. Everything is going beautifully. Your pilotage is solid, your time estimates are within a minute, your altitude is nailed, and then the examiner says 6 words that make your stomach drop. Your destination just went below minimums. I'm pattern on traffic pattern radio hangar. And this is the moment that separates the pilots who plan from the pilots who panic. The diversion, it is baked into the airman certification standards for private pilot under navigation, and it trips up more applicants than the steep turns and stalls combined, not because it is hard, because nobody practices it the way the examiner presents it. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together because I want you to understand not just what to do, but why applicants freeze up in this moment. Here's what the Airman Certification Standards actually asks. The applicant must divert to an alternate airport, select an appropriate course, make reasonable estimates of heading, ground speed, arrival time, and fuel consumption. The key word there is reasonable. The examiner is not expecting you to pull out your electronic 6B and calculate to the decimal. They want to see a method, a repeatable logical process that gets you pointed in the right direction within about a minute. So why do people fail this? The number one reason is they try to be too precise. They pull out the plotter. They start measuring a course line on the sectional chart. They dig through the chart supplement. And while they are doing all of this, they are not flying the airplane. The examiner watches you descend 200 feet, drift off heading, and lose situational awareness. Congratulations, you just demonstrated that you cannot multitask under pressure. That is exactly what the examiner was testing. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The diversion is not a planning exercise, it is a prioritization exercise. Aviate, navigate, communicate, in that order, always. So, let me give you the method that works every single time. Step 1. The examiner says your destination is closed or below minimums or whatever scenario they choose. Your first action is to do absolutely nothing with the chart. Your first action is to fly the airplane. Check your altitude, check your heading, trim, stabilize. You have time. The airplane is not going to fall out of the sky because your destination closed. Step 2. Now look at your sectional, and here is the trick that saves you. You should already know what airports are nearby. On your cross-country planning before the check ride, you should have scanned the route and noted alternates along the way. Not because the regulations require it for a VFR flight, because a good pilot always knows where they can go. If you did not pre-plan alternates, that is fine. Look at the sectional. Find the nearest airport that works. Do not pick the one that is 60 miles away with a cool long runway. Pick the one that is 15 or 20 miles away that gets you on the ground. The examiner wants to see good judgment, not ambition. Step 3. This is where people overcomplicate things. You need a heading to the new airport. Here is your shortcut. Look at the sectional. Find the nearest VOR rows, or use the lines of longitude. Estimate your heading using the compass rows, printed right there on the chart. You do not need a plotter, you need your eyeballs and a rough sense of angle. Put your finger on your current position, put your finger on the alternate airport. What direction is that? North is up, east is right. If the airport is roughly northeast of you, your heading is somewhere around 045. Is it exactly 045? Probably not. Is it close enough to get you pointed at the airport? Absolutely. You can refine as you go. Step 4. Turn to that heading. Now you're flying toward your alternate. The airplane is under control. You are headed in the right direction. Now and only now do you start refining. Estimate the distance. Each line of latitude on your sectional is 60 nautical miles. Each tick mark varies by chart, but you can eyeball 15 or 20 miles pretty reliably. From that distance and your current ground speed, estimate your time en route. If you're doing 90 knots over the ground and the airport is about 18 miles away, that is 12 minutes, round numbers. Nobody cares if it is 11.7. Step 5, fuel. The examiner will likely ask if you have sufficient fuel. If you have been flying for 40 minutes on a 2-hour cross-country and you have 12 minutes to the alternate, you have plenty of fuel. Say that clearly. I have approximately 2 hours of fuel remaining and 12 minutes to the alternate, done. Step 6, communicate. If the alternate has a control tower, get the ATEs and contact the tower. If it is uncontrolled, listen to the common traffic advisory frequency and make your position calls. Either way, you are demonstrating radio awareness. Now here is what the examiner is really watching for. They are not checking your math. They are watching your process. Did you prioritize flying the airplane? Did you make a decision without dithering for 5 minutes? Did you turn toward your alternate before trying to calculate the exact course? Did you demonstrate situational awareness? I have seen applicants fail this task who calculated a perfect heading to the nearest tenth of a degree. They failed because they dropped 300 feet while they were calculating and never looked outside. I have seen applicants pass who estimated a heading within 10 degrees, turned immediately, and then calmly refined their plan while maintaining altitude and looking for traffic. The examiner is looking for decision-making under pressure. That is the whole point. Let me give you a real scenario that trips people up. The examiner closes your destination and the nearest alternate is behind you. Applicants freeze because they do not want to turn around. It feels like going backwards. It feels like they are losing progress. But the safest airport is the safest airport regardless of what direction it is. Make the turn. There is no ego in good aeronautical decision-making. Another common mistake. The examiner says your destination is below minimums, and the applicant says, "Well, I will just go take a look and see if I can get in." No, stop. That answer tells the examiner you are willing to fly into deteriorating weather. That is a judgment failure, and it can end your check ride right there. The correct response is to acknowledge the situation, select an alternate, and execute the diversion. Full stop. One more thing that catches people off guard. Some examiners will give you the diversion scenario and then ask follow-up questions while you're navigating to the alternate. They will ask about the alternate airport. What is the runway length? What is the traffic pattern, altitude? What frequencies do you need? This is why having the chart supplement tabbed or bookmarked matters. You should be able to find basic airport information quickly without losing control of the airplane. Practice tip: on your next flight with your instructor, have them pick a random moment and call the diversion. Do not pre-plan it. Let them surprise you. Practice the method: fly the airplane first, estimate a heading, turn, then refine. Do it 3 or 4 times until the process is automatic. Time yourself. You should be turned toward your alternate within 60 seconds of the call. Everything else is refinement. And here is the mindset shift that makes this easy. The diversion is not a test of your ability to calculate. It is a test of your ability to handle the unexpected and keep flying safely while you figure out a new plan. That is what a private pilot does every single time the world does not cooperate with the plan they filed. You are going to face this on your check ride. Now you know exactly what the examiner wants. Fly the airplane, make a decision, execute the turn, refine en route. This segment pulled from the Private Pilot Airman Certification Standards and about 200 hours of watching students either nail this or stumble through it. More at RadioHangar.com. Now go practice a surprise diversion on your next flight. You will thank yourself on check ride day.